U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says coalition forces in Iraq will need to destroy or capture Iraqi President Saddam Hussein's Republican Guard units in order to defeat the regime. Secretary Rumsfeld says Republican Guard units thought to be Saddam Hussein's best trained and most loyal forces are rigging Baghdad about 80 kilometers from the Iraqi capital. Mr. Rumsfeld says when coalition forces attack the city, the encounter with the Republican Guard will be some of the toughest fighting that will occur.
One has to recognize that the regular forces have been more inclined to not defend the regime to the end, and the Republican Guard have been more inclined to defend the regime, although that's not 100%. Therefore, I think it's only reasonable to expect that it will require the coalition forces moving through some Republican Guard units and destroying them or capturing them before you'll see the crumbling of the regime.
The Secretary of Defense did not say when he expects the major battle to occur, although coalition troops and tanks are massing just south of Baghdad. The Republican Guard's Medina unit is closest to U.S. soldiers and has been blasted over the past few days by coalition warplanes. There are an estimated 80,000 Republican Guard forces in six divisions near Baghdad and Saddam Hussein's stronghold of Tikrit. Mr. Rumsfeld says Iraqis are still too intimidated by Saddam Hussein's government to publicly support coalition efforts to defeat the regime. He says Iraqi paramilitary forces, known as the Fedayeen, are threatening to kill people who do not obey.
In fact, what they are is death squads, enforcers. And what they do is there's probably somewhere between 5 and 20,000 of them in the country. And they go into the cities and shoot people and threaten people and insist that they not surrender and not rise up.
Earlier, Secretary Rumsfeld insisted there will be no ceasefire in the war to oust Saddam Hussein and disarm his government. Meredith Buell, VOA News, The Pentagon.